Good morning. Let us start our prayer meeting with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for your open heart to receive us and to speak to us. Really, your word is our guidance. We pray that Holy Spirit lead us to know your truth, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, after several times I share from Old Testament about how God worked in human life from the book of Isaiah and then from the book of Daniel, I come with one conclusion that, God will answer all prophet problem at that time with one answer. Jesus is the answer of the human history. When Isaiah see instable in his time, God show him, God still sit on the throne. When Daniel work in the Babylonian kingdom, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, and then God tell Daniel, of course, this kingdom, human kingdom, will gone, but God's kingdom will forever. So it is important for us to know who is God. It is important for us to know who is Jesus. Because only Jesus can give us peace. Only Jesus can give us power to live in this uncertain situation. If we know him, then we get peace. If we don't know him, then enemy will win. Because the purpose of enemy, they want to make us become a fear. But when we know Jesus, then all peace come to our life. That's why this morning I want to start to share few series about Jesus. I chose the story about Jesus from the book of the Gospel, and this is the first one. Let us open from Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6, verse 45 to 52. Immediately, Jesus made his disciple get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side of Bethsaida, while he himself was sending the crowd away. After bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Seeing them straining at the oar, for the wind was against them, at about fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and intended to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost, and they cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished, for they had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves, but their heart was hardened. Brothers and sisters, immediately after Jesus fed 5,000 people, immediately. Of course, the disciple loved this word, immediately. But The disciple have different purpose after the word immediately. The disciple hope immediately after this, we have a meeting. What meeting, brothers and sisters? A meeting to set up new government. Because after Jesus feed 5,000, the crowd want Jesus become a king. This is what we wait. This is the reason why I follow Jesus. Because I want Jesus' will, human kingdom, and this is the time. But the Bible didn't tell us. Jesus just immediately, Jesus made his disciple get into the boat and go away. Go away. So, in Bahasa Indonesia, we call bite your finger. Bite your finger means you get something that you don't want it. So, the disciple bite the finger. You get something what they don't want it. When we read the beginning of the gospel, we really know that the concept of kingdom of God in disciple mind is God build the kingdom, replace Roman Empire, and then start to build David kingdom. This is what they want. This is the reason why they follow Jesus. Brothers and sisters, many people left their faith because of this misconception. They follow Jesus because they want to get earthly blessing. They want to enjoy human kingdom. But that's not the reason. Immediately, Jesus sent. What Jesus do after this? 46. After biding them far away, Jesus left for the mountain to pray. Remember, in Luke chapter 4:13, after Satan tried Jesus, and the Bible said, Satan looking at the time to bring down Jesus. Every time in the Bible, when you saw that people want Jesus to be a king, then there's a temptation for him. Every time when Jesus faced the temptation, he always pray. Pray is the answer for your temptation, brothers and sisters. One more time. Pray is the answer for your temptation. Every time you get temptation, then you need to laugh and then pray. Don't feel too strong can face the temptation. In the office, if you have wife and then a pretty woman sit beside you, don't say, I'm too strong to cover myself. Then you need to leave the woman because that woman will not leave you. So you need to leave the woman and then pray. Yeah, the church open lunch prayer. If you work around Central, it is the place for you to pray. Yeah, if you still cannot hold that temptation, then try to find another job and then don't sit close to that woman. Pray. So, brothers and sisters, Jesus go to the mountain and pray. In the midst of his praying, verse 48, when it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Seeing them straining at the oar, seeing them, do Jesus has a kind of, how you say, when the sailor want to see the land, they use a small telescope, kind like that? No, I believe Jesus don't have it. Yeah, Jesus in the mountain, and then the disciple in the lake, so far, but Jesus can see. Yeah, how far you are in this world, Jesus can see. Yeah, yeah. Even if we open the book of Jonah, we can see that God can see Jonah in the midst of fish stomach. Yeah. In Jesus, there is no hiding place. He can see. He know where you are. Yeah. If we read in the Old Testament, Joseph in the prison, God remember him. Yeah. God remember him. Moses hiding for 40 years in the wilderness, God know him and then call him. Many people always cry out, God, why I'm so suffer? Where are you? I'm here. The problem is not, God is not in the midst of you. The problem is you didn't see God walk with you. Even in the Bible, if we read Romans chapter 8, verse 28, God worked together with us. No wonder when Paul persecuted the disciple, heavenly voice say, why you forsaken me? That means God in the midst of the believer. God see what you have done. God see how difficult you are. Brothers and sisters, today we face a security problem in Hong Kong. Yeah. Whenever we want to go to the church, we see empty air information, and we try to see bus number one, number two, number three, and then finally we go to sleep and then open online. I don't think this is the right time. Yeah. We fear. We forget that God is seeing. God see us, our situation. When they saw him walking in the sea, Jesus see them, and then now the second step is walking. That means he comes near. Yeah. He come near. I'm happy to see this word. He comes near to us. Many times in our difficulties, God sent an angel come to us. God sent many people. But the problem is, when you are in the difficulties, you come to God or you hiding yourself and go away. But thanks God, our God is faithfulness. Even Elijah ran away. Even Jonah ran away. But God still tried to find them. God still tried to find them. This is our God. How, what I want to say, hallelujah, to see this kind of God. Yeah. You don't need to do something. He come to you. The Bible told us, sending them, and then after that, he walked on the sea. But the problem is, when Jesus walked close to them, what they saw? There is gas. There's gas. A gas. And then they say, ah! Brothers and sisters, it seemed like a humor film, yeah, like maybe like Mr. Bean something, yeah. Now they saw Jesus give food. This is miracle, but At the same time, Jesus can walk on the water. This is also miracle. But the problem is, they cannot make connection between the first miracle and the second miracle. People always do like this. I mean, they cannot connect the first miracle, his story of his journey, his faith, with the reality. That's why they always shout, "Oh God, where are you?" But in other side, when husband and wife argue, they can connect everything to support their opinion. I don't know why. Yeah, especially, I'm sorry, wife is the most clever in this part. They can connect everything. Even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, they connect everything. Yeah, they connect everything to support their opinion. And then finally, they want to be a winner. Yeah. But brothers and sisters, the first story, Jesus make feeding 5,000. The second story, Jesus walk in the water. They cannot make connection. If they believe Jesus can do this miracle, at the same time, Jesus can do the second miracle, but they cannot make connection. I think this is the problem of believer. Not only at that time, also in this time. Yeah. If Jesus can save you at the same time, you need to trust him that he can protect you. Can I get amen? Yeah. We need to connect everything. If we cannot connect these two stories, then we lose our confidence. If we can make connection, then we have connection. If you ask me, who are the most people suffer during this protest? Then I want to say, the most suffering people is domestic helper. They only have holiday on Sunday, one day. And then Sunday, they need to spend a double for transportation, go to the church or go to take relax. Yeah, my church member suffer the same thing. Usually, Song Sui to Causeway 1 hour. Song Sui to Causeway 3 hour. One of my member get fired from the employer because come late. Yeah, but thanks God, she find a new employer. Yeah, then I told them, what is your experience? Oh yeah, I can feel different journey. I pray more. And then what kind of miracle? I took a wrong bus, but I can find my home. This is miracle. Everybody try to talk, and then God send angel. And then will you come again next week? Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that really encourages us that they can make connection. Some people, they know God helped them last week, but they don't believe God helped them next week. So they choose to leave. They choose not to go. But the Bible told us, if God can help you last week, the same God also can help you next week. If God who saved you, God also who protect you. Yeah, that's why we need to be smart to connect this kind of thing to build our confident faith in God. Yeah. I know you can do it because you have done it before for other case. 49. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was God and cried out for them, for they all saw him and were terrified, but immediately he spoke with them and said to them, "Take heart, it is I." Brothers and sisters, the most important word that Jesus spoke to them is, "It is I." It is I. The word comes from Greek word called ego eimi. It is I. If you learn, next time when I go to the book of John, we can find Jesus spoke, "It is I," for 7 times. Ego eimi. Yeah. Only Jesus who spoke, "It is I." And remember, the word "it is I" is the answer of Moses' question. When Moses saw God, "Who are you?" "I am who I am." Yeah. But now, the God, "I am who I am," come to the world. And then Jesus explained it. What does it mean? "It is who I am. It is I. I, the Lord of universe." And to prove this work, suddenly, all typhoon in the midst of the sea calm down. Yeah. Jesus showed them how powerful he is. Brothers and sisters, we need to remember, if Jesus can do miracle feeding for 5,000 people, Jesus also can control the universe. What we need to do is trust him. Trust him. Make connection so that we have peace in our life. Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished, for they had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves, but their heart was hardened. This is human problem. Not open the heart. If they open the heart, then they can see, they can make connection. So, brothers and sisters, if you have this kind of problem this morning, I want to say, open your heart. Then you can see Jesus in the midst of your life. Amen. We will spend time to worship him this morning. Yeah. While we worship him, we focus our lives to him, to see him again, again and again, he who sits on the throne. And then not only see him, open heart, so that we can get his power. We trust him. Yeah. This is the most important for us, so that we can face our life with peaceful. Thank you. Jesus, our Lord, powerful God and also loving God. He is in heaven, but also in the midst of us. What we need to do is we trust Him, talk to Him every time when we have problem, when we suffer many things, when we worry about our future. Just come close to Him. Spend few seconds to focus our life to Him, to see Him clearly. And finally, we can see that He walked beside us like a father to a small kid and always say, "Don't worry, don't be afraid. I go with you." What you need to do is just trust me. Look at me. Feel it. Yes. Now we spend time for praying for our community. We pray for brothers and sisters who have cancer and doing chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let us pray. Also pray for their spiritual salvation. We pray that Holy Spirit will open their heart. We also pray for a group of people who suffer many physical weakness. We pray that God will touch them one by one. Thank you. also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Today, our mission focus, we pray for China, we pray for Pastor Hansu, Pastor Ricky, Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, and churches in China. We pray that, although they suffer many things, but the church still exists, and God use all missionaries to share the word for China people. Let's pray together. We also pray for board member, for P. Sam, P. Nate, and all the board member. We pray especially they prepare for town hall. We pray that God will bless them to give good report and then to bring our church for the next level to love Him. Let's pray together. Pray for young adult fellowship, men ministry, Monday prayer, prayer desire, retreat. Retreat 26 to 27 is so close. We pray that God will bless the retreat so that many people, they get a new revival in their life. Also pray for woman ministry. Keep in faith, pray for SP 2.0. We put this planning in God's hand, and then we wait His power make come through, and we can see how God bless SP to extend the ministry with a bigger building, SP in many countries, SP become a blessing for many nations. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for household activity for tonight, for Blue Pool, Fortress, Lion Rock, New Conduit, Simsasui, and Ventris. We pray that every time church members gather in house church, they gather like a family, support each other, build each other, and then bless each other. Let's pray together. Last one, we pray for Hong Kong. We pray that, yeah, God have a mercy for Hong Kong. Both part can see God. We ask God to forgive Hong Kong. We ask God to give peace for Hong Kong. Father, thank you for time we can pray to you. Thank you for showing your mercy and power in our life. Even we need to walk in the midst of big wind, but if we walk with you, then peace always go with us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.